Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Shoku Shojai, who's the co-founder of Everlure, a crystal bracelet brand and community centered around crystals, conscious manifestation, and empowerment. She and her sister, Saba, are on a mission to empower women to heal from their traumas and live their lives with confidence and courage. Shoku, khubi.
Khuba, merci.
Excited to have you on the show, my Persian girlfriend. I wish I spoke more Farsi. Unfortunately, I only know a few words, but I am so thrilled to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm super thrilled about our conversation today. Mm-hmm. All the things we're going to learn about crystals and conscious manifestation and empowerment. But before we begin, I would love to learn the reason why. Why did you guys start Everlure? What was the mission behind it?
So I'm going to go all the way back to where I was born in the beautiful country of Iran. But unfortunately, in the 80s, during a politically very charged time in the country, and around the age of 14, my family moved us to Germany. We emigrated out of the country. And so I grew up in Iran, then I grew up in Germany. And then 14 years later, we emigrated to the United States. So every time with a suitcase, basically, started over from zero. And being raised by immigrant parents meant that they wanted the safe route for us as children. They wanted us to go to college. They wanted us to have a secure corporate career. And so that's the path I took. But at the same time, it also meant that I was inspired by the bravery and courage of my immigrant parents to like persevere and every time start over and starting businesses and being entrepreneurs. My mom is a seamstress. So she started as a seamstress about 40 something years ago out of necessity. But then when we moved to Germany, she kind of started her own business. And today she has built a small empire for herself. She does bridal alterations and is very, very successful at it. She owns multiple properties. And so on the one hand, I kind of had, you know, I wanted to do what was expected of me going to college. I graduated with my master's in mathematical finance, and I started a career as an analyst for various corporations. But on the other hand, I had seen my mom having her own business. I had watched my dad starting businesses. My grandfather started off with a small shoe shop in my home city of Isfahan. That shoe brand is now a huge empire in the city. And so I had those role models, but I also was like, well, okay, I'm supposed to go to college and do all of that, which I did. But it just, something was always missing. I just never felt like I was fulfilled going to my job day in and day out. Then I became a mom and everything changed. All of a sudden that 8 to 5 just wasn't fulfilling me anymore. I started asking deeper questions about life and what it all meant and who I was living life for. And what was it that I wanted out of life? And at the same time, my manager was about to leave and he was kind of training me to take over his position. And once he left, I was faced with a lot of corporate politics and they ended up hiring someone from the outside. And that pissed me off. I was like, I cannot do this anymore. This is like not worth my time. And I'm sure you agree that as women, we have so much on our plates. And so I had my 8 to 5, work my butt off, but then I would have to come home and take care of the baby, do the cooking, do the cleaning, do all the things. And it was just so much pressure and it wasn't making sense to me anymore. Then after a year, I became pregnant again. And this time I was like two babies under the age of two with my corporate job. I cannot do this anymore. So I really wanted to quit my job, but I was so overcome with that fear from years of conditioning that this was the safe route to take. And how would I, you know, say no to that safety? Today, I understand that most immigrant parents want this route for their children because they have persevered so much and they have seen so much struggle. So I feel like they want something else for this next generation. They want us to be well taken care of. They don't want us to have financial worries. But I feel like the generation now is starting to more and more think about their purpose and what is it that is making us happy, right? I know those words, like when I have discussions with my mom, she's like, well, what is purpose? What does that even mean? around the same time, I became very interested in crystals and their healing properties. I did have a background in mathematics and science, so I like dug deep into what are these crystals good for, and why do they have energy properties. So the fact that everything around us consists of energy, like I already was familiar with that concept, but that different energies can actually penetrate the energy of, you know, our body and our aura, like that was kind of new to me. So I dove deep into it, but I, beyond like just wearing my own jewelry, I wasn't doing anything with crystals. So one day I actually attended a mom-made market. And as I was walking through the market, I came across a booth. There was this woman who was selling crystal bracelets. And one particular bracelet caught my eye. On the card that was underneath, it said confidence. So I picked that up, I put that on my wrist, and all of a sudden I felt a shift. Like it's hard to explain, but whether it was the crystals doing their magic or it was the intention that I set in that moment that I am going to be more confident, whatever it was, it worked. I felt a shift in me. And after my maternity leave, I walked into my office, sat in front of my boss, and I quit my job.
Confidently quit the job, see?
Yes. I was like, I know I am scared, but I can push through that fear and I can do it anyway. And I know that I'm going to be well taken care of. And so that was the start of, I would say, my entrepreneurial journey in a way, but not quite yet. So at the beginning, I thought, well, I could be a stay-at-home mom and kind of try that out. Well, that didn't last long.
Well, can I add to that? Because I've had the same journey too. I had my two daughters back-to-back within literally, they're a year and 2 months apart. And I had the same thing. I feel like when you're used to and conditioned to working and you're so ambitious and you're kind of used to making your own money and having that independence to a certain extent, the financial independence, it's really difficult to just stay at home and raise babies, even though it's the hardest job, even though it's the hardest job to stay at home, to take care of the house and run errands and clean the home, raise the kids. It's the hardest job, but
it is the hardest job.
It's the job that gets the least amount of respect and attention. And there is just, and for women like ourselves who are used to getting paid, it's almost like we're conditioned to get recognized for what we do. And when you're at home raising kids, even if my husband said, thank you, you're doing a great job, it was just still enough. I still felt so unproductive to the point where I started my first shoe company from home while my daughters were under the age of two. One was two, one was one.
Same,
so yeah. I totally agree. And there's a shift in women when they become mothers, where all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to be controlled by someone else. I have enough on my plate. I have enough little babies controlling my life already. And telling me, you know, that I cannot plan anything because kids, you know how kids are. They don't plan to, you don't know when they're going to do number two or want to eat.
Exactly. Yeah.
They control you. And so when you've got the babies controlling you, you don't want anyone else like a boss to control you. And you do want to start making money on your own terms. So I'll sort of, I just wanted to tell
and
you.
That was actually a big part of why I ended up quitting. So when I saw that I had to like kind of fight for these promotions, I one day sat in front of our director and was asking her what it was. Like, I was like, I'm performing in my job. So what is it more that you guys are needing from me? And she said, well, you're not showing up to the bars after the work and you're not doing this and this after work hours. And I couldn't believe what she was telling me. She was another woman, she was another mom, but she wanted me to do all these extra things and didn't want to judge me by, you know, the way I was doing my job. And so I was like, you know, I have kids and I have to be there for them too. I have a family. And she said, well, my family knows that I have to do these things. Well, and I immediately knew this wasn't the path for me.
And everybody's got different priorities. For me, being a mother is my, being a good mother is my priority, because I know this time is limited. I have them for 18 years and they're the biggest investment for me. They're, you know, like investing in kids is the most important thing. Yeah, you can invest in your career, but if you're going to end up raising kids that aren't going to be good and torturing you for the rest of your life, I've experienced the boys club and having to put up and keep up with the aftermath, you know, after work dinners and client taking out clients and so on. And that's when I just put my foot down and I said, I'm going to be in charge of everything. And I started my own agency and I started planning. I still take clients out to dinners. I might take my team out to a bar, but it's all arranged within what's comfortable for me, within whatever is not disrupting my family life.
Yes. Wow, yes.
It's inspiring. And I hope the listeners are getting inspired too, because my mission in life truly is to inspire all the women, specifically the new moms out there, to really take the courage and to figure out how to start something of their own. Because by the time you're a mom, you've got some, like if you've had a career long enough, then you probably have a skill set or two that you could take and mix it with the passion and start something and start developing something that can help other women, other people, you know, and most importantly, help you make money on your own terms so that you're not feeling that guilt trip of being away from the kiddos.
Yes, exactly. And being an entrepreneur, it's not easy. I just want to say that to anyone thinking about embarking on this journey, it's really hard at times. But at the end of the day, like you said, I know that I'm doing things on my own terms. Even if I have to do something after the work hours, I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for my community. I'm not doing it to make somebody else rich, right? Exactly. And so
let's talk about how you started Everlure. Like what was, Let's dive in a little bit about the beginning stages, but then I really want to have, because we have limited time, I really want to talk about how are you empowering these women, especially women with their traumas? That's super interesting for me. I want to understand, you know, how do the crystals help in this sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I actually, my journey started in real estate at first. I couldn't be a stay-at-home mom. I got my license. And what that business helped me, and it was like kind of the first step into this entrepreneurial world, was that, wow, I have to use the power of my own mind to like motivate myself. Now there's nobody, like I don't have a boss to set my hours and tell me what to do. I have to motivate myself. I have to show initiative for myself. And so that's how I got into the self-development world and the law of attraction, which was something that I was always familiar with and had helped me in my life, became something really important for me, because I realized that, yes, I do have the power to manifest or bring to life my own dreams. I don't have to rely on somebody else. I'm responsible for my own life. And at the same time, interestingly, my sister was going through the exact same thing. She had a corporate job that she didn't like so much. And so we started talking and brainstorming about different business ideas and what we could do. And when we ask ourselves the question of what really matters to us was that showing other women that no matter what they have experienced in their past, what resources they have had available to them, the traumas they have experienced, and we all have experienced trauma, that we all have the power to like start over, to take small steps every day towards, you know, more self-love, more self-acceptance, more forgiveness, and to creating a life that is more fulfilling for ourselves, going after our dreams. So that was the beginning mission, but Evalor was originally founded basically as a passion project, something that gave us basically a platform for our own story, for our own healing, as well as we were interested in crystals and we like to make crystal bracelets for ourselves, and why not making them for others too, they could enjoy it. But as the years passed, we realized this was so much more than us. This whole thing was so much more than our own story as immigrants. We realized that there were so many women experiencing trauma and letting these traumas stopping them, just feeling really stuck in their lives and not being able to move forward, saying yes to their dreams. And when that realization came that it wasn't about us anymore, it was about this community of women that had experienced trauma but had the desire for something more, we kind of like started exploding and growing. And this year, we started a new initiative to where for every order that our customers place, we donate a rose quartz bracelet to a charity that helps women who have overcome a traumatic event. So these women have been victims of sex trafficking. They have suffered domestic abuse. A lot of them are suffering from homelessness, struggling with homelessness and so many different things. It's heartbreaking. And we realized that these physical reminders of like a simple as a bracelet on somebody's wrist and them knowing that they're not alone on this journey can make such a big impact. And the cool part about this initiative is that our customers actually can leave a personal note at checkout for basically the stranger.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we chose rose quartz because I'm not sure if I know some people may not be familiar with crystals, but crystals and minerals and stones, they all come from the earth. And so they carry the energy properties of the earth. They are also made up of very consistent geometric patterns, and they're great conductors of energy. And depending on their patterns, the vibration or the energy frequency that they carry is different. For example, rose quartz is a symbol of unconditional love, or it's great for love because it matches the frequency or vibration of love. And so we chose rose quartz because we wanted these women to know that all can be healed through love, that if they just open their heart up to see a possibility beyond their trauma, beyond what they have experienced, that you know, there may be a seed growing in their mind that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, so this project is super special and important to us, and we are so excited to see it kind of grow and become something global.
I love that. I have a question, and this is more of a personal question. Mm-hmm. What type of crystal would you recommend for me if I'm trying to focus? Because mm-hmm. I need to manage a lot of different projects simultaneously, and lately with the newborn, well, he's 8 months old now.
Yeah.
It's really challenging for me to juggle two teenagers in high school and then a baby and then, you know, two companies and my podcast. And then my agency has a lot of clients. And so every project is different. And so sometimes my head is just spinning and I'm like, I can't focus. I have a hard time focusing.
And yes.
Realizing that, you know, that was never an issue before. I could just sit down, and if that 1 hour was for one client or for one company, then I was zoomed in, really productive. But lately I can't seem to do that. And it could be maybe because of lack of sleep or whatever. What advice?
My first thought was, there is no stone that can help with that.
I'm always trying to look for hacks.
But what I'm feeling like is that you may be able to benefit from something that's grounding, mm-hmm. right? That can kind of ground your energy and center you. Because yes, absolutely. Especially as moms, we wear so many different hats. I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm constantly pulled in so many different directions. I'm also homeschooling my kids, like running my own business, still on the side, do some real estate, like help my husband. Like, so much is always
good
going
for you.
On.
Good for you.
Amazing. So there are some stones good for that, have grounding properties. Hematite is one of them. Yeah. And what you want to do is, before you start your meeting, you hold the hematite crystal in your hand, and you want to make sure that you're sitting on a chair, the soles of your feet are touching the ground. You close your eyes, you take some deep breaths, and you want to visualize that you're growing roots coming from the soles of your feet into the center of the earth, because you want to feel grounded. You want to feel like your energy is here on earth and not like everywhere else. And then you can just set that intention and say, I'm calling in my energy back to my body.
Oh, I love that.
Some deep breaths, and you just keep going.
Wow, Shoku, I'm thank you so much for everything. Where can our listeners get in touch with you or purchase the stones? I mean, I'm going to go and get hematite now from your website. So let them know where they can get a hold of you, learn more about you, and also support you, both you and Saba.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So in Evalor, we create intentional bracelets. And each bracelet is good for something specific. And so we believe that through the power of these crystals, the energetic properties of these crystals, as well as a strong intention, plus affirmations, positive affirmations are great to reprogram any limiting beliefs that are stopping us from moving forward, whether that be fear or not feeling worthy or not feeling enough or not feeling like things are possible for us. We can use affirmations to reprogram those beliefs. And so the bracelet, the crystals, intention setting and affirmations, we can create shifts in our lives. So if anyone's interested in checking out these bracelets, they can go to our website. That is www.evalor.com. We're also on social media, on Instagram at Evalor. They can connect with us. We just actually are launching a new empowerment line.
Nice.
That comes with three bracelets. The first bracelet is Be Bold, Be Fierce, Be Badass. It's supposed to bring your fierce, fiery, like passion out. The second one is Believe. So believing in your own ability to move forward and not letting fear stop you. And the third one is Be Brave, Be Courageous. So yes, there are scary things out there in the world, but if you say yes to yourself and move past the comfort zone, then there is amazing things out there waiting for you. So yeah.
I love it. Check those out. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, most importantly, and for sharing your amazing work with us and extending what you found that helps you, extending it to us. So thank you. I wish you so much luck, and we'll have all the details in the show notes.
Same. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.